Phone Boy Speaks, Episode 83, Daylight Saving Time. If you're in the U.S., chances are your clock is now 1 hour later, or it should be by the time this comes out, and it has to do with that semi-annual ritual that we have, Daylight Saving Time, and I hate it, and I've never liked it, and it's one of these things that made sense when they came up with the concept 300 years ago, and it made sense even 50 years ago, but now we all have electricity, we all have streetlights outside, and we use pretty much the same amount of electricity year-round. I mean, what we use it on varies a little bit, but the basic amount of energy that we use, which was part of the rationale for continuing to do it, well, that's just pretty much out of the way. And in fact, now some of the things I've read suggest that we actually have health problems as a result of this constant going back and forth time zone, because now to get up for work, you got to get up an hour earlier. It's disruptive to a variety of things, and I don't know why we keep doing it. And I remember my dad many years ago sharing on his blog this stop daylight saving time intermission that would show at drive-ins, presumably in either the 50s or the 60s. And it is, I drag that out, you know, twice a year just to say, yeah, we need to get rid of daylight saving time because it doesn't really do any good. And yeah, I have all kinds of problems trying to schedule calls with people with daylight saving time, because in the U.S., of course, this is the weekend we go on daylight saving time. In Israel, they don't go on daylight saving time until, I think, Easter, give or take. And so there's a few weeks there where we're only 9 hours apart rather than the usual 10. And I'm trying to schedule somebody in Australia. Well, they go on daylight saving time and come off of it at different times because, of course, for them, their summer is opposite of the northern hemisphere. And so just trying to do international business and schedule calls, and just think about the number of problems that computers have with daylight saving time and the different rules. And every country has different rules. And in some countries, I think, only like come up with the rules like at the last minute. So it's hard for anybody to know sort of, you know, what time it is where people are at. It's the entire concept of daylight saving time is just completely disruptive, unnecessary. And I mean, I'd almost wish to do away with time zones too and just say, okay, everybody, we're using GMT or something like that. And then everybody goes to bed whenever they go to bed. And that would make more sense to me personally, but I don't think we're going to get people to ditch their local time zones, nor do I think that we're going to get people to ditch daylight saving time. There's just no reason for it, though. I mean, people need to wake up, although I guess in the grand scheme of things, there are worse problems that we have, but I still, every time we approach or end daylight saving time, and it's daylight saving time, not daylight savings time, then we need to just, you know, we just need to get rid of it. And I just wish we could, but I have a feeling that not enough people care. And it, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, there's probably more important things to worry about anyway. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.